it's very important that you know that I'm here. You know, and also like I said, my family is important to me too. It was just one of those deals where, you know, I know football is important to me. It's important that I be here, and family is also important.
It wasn't like a serious family issue, was it?
No, it wasn't a serious family issue. It was just a time where, you know, my whole family could actually take off work, and you know, it's a time I get to spend with them, and you know, back again, you know, that's what's important. You know, football and, you know, my family is very important to me, and it means a lot.
You always talk about you like to lead by example more so than being that verbal leader. But people talk about how, well, when you make a certain amount of money, you're the highest paid guy in the locker room, you automatically become a leader in the locker room. Do you see it that way?
I mean, absolutely. You know, when you're one of those guys in the locker room, like you said, man, and, you know, with the contract I got last year, you know, the team expect that from me. They know what type of guy I am. I know what type of guy I am. You know, I get a lot of respect from a bunch of guys in this locker room, and, you know, you expect it. And I also expect those guys to respect me.
You got the contract last year. You didn't have the season that you wanted. And people talk about Fletcher Cox having a down year in 2016. Do you feel more pressure in 2017?
I went to the Pro Bowl, so I don't think, you know, that was a down year. I think I had a solid year. You know, I could have been better. And as a team, we could have been better. You know, at the same time, you know, that's what we use this offseason to, you know, to go out and get better. And, you know, I'm loving everything that this organization is doing. And I think this organization is moving forward.
What do you think about the new talent they brought in here with draft picks and stuff?
I mean, I love everybody from, you know, I mean, especially, you know, Derek Barnett, man. I just go out and watch the kid. And I have been here the whole offseason. And just to come in and watch this kid his first couple of days here, he's got a lot of energy, and, you know, he's going to be a big help to us.
Have you listened to what Josh Norman had been saying last week about the NFC East this year going to be a bloodbath because we don't give a bleep and there's going to be fines and suspensions and everything?
I mean, everybody can talk about it in the offseason, man. You know, everybody's undefeated. There's no games going on. Everybody can talk about how good they're going to be. But until the first game get here, until you get to week 8, 9, and 10, you know, that's when you really find out what kind of team you are.
But you also, they did bring in some new players, but also, you know, Benny Logan's gone. You know, you're very good friends with him. I mean, how does that impact you and or the team?
I mean, I talk to Benny a lot, man. I got a bunch of love for Benny. But at the same time, you got to believe and you got to know that this NFL is a business. And Benny's happy in Kansas City, man. But, you know, this team is, you know, really moving forward. They brought Timmy in, and, you know, Timmy is a great addition, but we all miss Benny.
How much do you know about Tim Jernigan?
I mean, we played against him last year, and, you know, he was you know, kind of dominated. He's a great player. He's going to help us in both run and pass, man. I'm excited about it. Excited about everybody.
Fletcher, as one of the centerpieces on defense, as one of the leaders on the team, were you concerned at all about whether you're sending sort of the wrong message to the rest of the teammates about not being here for the start of OTAs?
Man, I tell you what, it felt good to be out there today. And, you know, I feel good. I'm happy to be back with these guys, running around with them today. You know, we competed out there in the rain, and it was fun.
How about as applies to last week? I mean, just as one of the, you know, because guys are looking up to you now that you're in this kind of position.
I'm here today. I think this is all that matters. This was important. Now, if I wasn't here today, then maybe a lot of guys would question it. But I'm here today. I walk around. You know, everybody know I'm smiling. Happy to go out on the field. Back with the coaches and actually put a helmet on, chasing football down.
Do you see yourself becoming even more vocal this year?
I mean, I say some here now and again, man, and guys know, you know, when I really mean it, because, you know, if I'm hurting, they're hurting, and it's just the vibes that I'm giving off, and guys know, you know, when you're really serious about something, how bad you want to win, and, you know, everybody want to win, but it's how bad you want it, and it's are you going to go after it?